In 2013, Florida had the highest number of newly diagnosed HIV cases in the country. Tampa, Orlando, and Miami-Dade County reported more cases of HIV diagnosis than many other states. Health News Florida this week is bringing you the stories of people in this rising tide of HIV infection. There are many HIV prevention initiatives for gay men and straight black women. But as reporter Nadege Green tells us, black straight men are not always included in these conversations. This report does include some mature comments regarding sex.
You really don't know yourself at this age. You know, you think you do. You think you
Charles Williams is sitting at his desk really with two of the young men he mentors in Miami-Dade. You know, they get together at least twice a week. They talk about school and jobs, but today they're talking about sex.
Dwayne is still a virgin, and My young man over here isn't.
Specifically, protection.
In the heat of the moment, sometimes a guy doesn't necessarily reach for the condom.
Williams is the co-director of Generational Cure, a Miami nonprofit that provides mentors for young black teens. There are no PowerPoint presentations here, no pamphlets. This is what Williams calls real talk. Dwayne Jackson is one of the two kids sitting with Williams. He's the 14-year-old virgin.
I think it's okay to have sex unprotected with a girl that you have been with for a long time, because that girl you might know.
Williams corrects him.
It's not okay at all to have unprotected sex.
The other teenager sitting with Williams is Trayvon Harris. He's 15 and recently lost his virginity.
Like, I thought, like, before I did it, I made sure I had protection. I made sure the condom was lubricated. I made sure it wasn't expired.
Williams says he has to talk about safe sex with his young men. They're young heterosexual black men, and many of them don't consider themselves at risk for HIV/AIDS.
The thing is, people feel invincible. And I think it's just extremely naive and ignorant for someone to feel as though they're invincible.
41% of new infections in Florida are in the black community, and many of them are straight black men. Dr. Cheryl Holder is an internist and HIV specialist. She works in a clinic in Liberty City, a predominantly black neighborhood in Miami. She says straight black men are largely left out of the HIV conversation.
If you look at all the ads, I just saw an ad. It was an ad with two males, and you would think there are probably young gay males. I've seen ads on the bus benches and everything, women. But you don't see a message. Where did these women get HIV?
Holder says this puts the onus on black women to protect themselves and doesn't force black men to consider their part.
Definitely, if the man were willing to put the condom on and not force the woman to have to negotiate that relationship and negotiate, please put the condom on, we would see a whole lot less transmission to the women.
Holder feels like the lack of outreach is at least partly responsible for some of the problems she sees. Many of her straight black male patients look for excuses not to get tested for HIV. They think they can tell their partner's status based on how she looks, or they think it's a gay disease.
I'm not bisexual. I'm straight heterosexual, you know?
Jeffrey Edwards contracted HIV in 1988. He says he got it having unprotected sex with a woman and that he didn't really know the risk.
A lot of people thought it was just that. Thought that people with AIDS, you know, was gay, you know, but it ain't like that.
He says, knowing what we do now, he's surprised young men want to have unprotected sex. But on the other hand, he says, they haven't seen AIDS kill people the way it used to.
Like, I hear a guy, young guy, saying, man, I'm going naked, meaning that they're not going to use no rubber. I say, you're making a big mistake. I can only tell them my story.
Charles Williams, the co-director and mentor at Generational Cure, says straight black men can't be invisible when talking about HIV.
We want them to know that these things can actually happen.
He says he needs his real talk about safe sex to stick with the young men he mentors. He wants them to know this is serious.
Primarily, we don't see on the news where someone dies of HIV and AIDS.
Dwayne, the 14-year-old virgin, says he is listening.
I learned that it's not okay, as Mr. Charles said.
Charles Williams hopes that message stays with Dwayne and the other young men he mentors. He's counting on that real talk conveying the real consequences of HIV. For Health News Florida, I'm Nadege Green in Miami.